Welcome to Word Life Church. My name is Pastor Freddie Minifield. You know, I'm so excited that you joined us today. I don't believe it's a coincidence. One thing I know for sure is that the Word of God will make all the difference in your life. And the word you hear today is going to encourage you, it's going to challenge you, and it's going to impact your forever. So whatever you do, get all the distractions away, and you tune in and expect to hear from heaven. And after the message, don't go anywhere. I'd love the opportunity to pray with you on any needs that you may have in your house or your household. You know, there is no time, space, or distance in the spirit realm. You can be healed, delivered, saved right where you are. So stay tuned. After the message, we'll see you then. We boldly declare the word of God will go forth unhindered or checked in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, Word Life was founded on two key scriptures, Matthew 28:19 and also John 8:31. And we believe with all of our hearts that when we choose to be disciplined ones, when we choose to be disciples, when we go beyond just getting for ourselves and living a life submitted and yielded to God to give to others, that God does something special. We are blessed to be blessings. And God sees that. God is pleased by us choosing to be disciples or disciplined ones who want to give out. We believe that it's the Word and the Holy Spirit together that makes all the difference in our lives. We need to operate from the vantage point of who we really are. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. And that perspective, there is a different set things in effect in our lives. The kingdom of God is such that there is no lack in the kingdom of God. There is no sickness in the kingdom of God. And you and I have access to the kingdom of God. We have the power and the ability to bind and loose. We can function in two different realms at the same time. And that is a big deal. We're not subject to what the world has to say. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. And that is so key for you and I to function and flow from that perspective. Listen to this. Never tie your reality to the seen realm.
Amen.
You're not limited to the seen realm. The spiritual realm is more real. I'll take that, sir. The spiritual realm is more real than the natural realm. And you need to know and understand that the power of God is available to take care of whatever the needs are. Whatever need you have today, the power of God is not only available, but present, to take care of whatever needs are going on. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Philippians chapter 3, verses 12. Where are you guys going? Check on your neighbor. We're going to look at this in the Passion Translation. It says, I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I am pursuing. This is Paul sharing his perspective to the church of Philippi. But I run with passion into his abundance so that I may reach the purpose for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me to make me his own. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do one compelling focus. I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. We are still in a series entitled Taking Ground. Today's subtitle is Better Together. Let's go to, look at your neighbor and say, we're better together.
We're better together.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 4 says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy, listen to this, by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, being of one mind. Let nothing be done in selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others. One of the most consistent attacks of the enemy in the body of Christ is division.
That's right.
And when you and I choose to be united, when you and I choose to go out of our way to connect with someone else, it makes all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. It goes against the enemy's plan. I remember talking to a pastor, and the conversation turned into, you know, I don't sense any competition in you. And I don't sense any jealousy or competition in you. And my reply was, what competition does a heart have with a lung? You know, we are one body. Could you imagine the left hand competing with the left, with the right hand? It's one body. And that is what God is calling us to know and understand. We are better together.
Amen.
Psalms 133:1 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, I mean sisters, to dwell together in unity. Look at your neighbor again and say, we are better together.
We are better together.
1 Corinthians 12:4-7 says, there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are divisions or diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one, listen to this, for the profit of all. Family, if my gift, my activities, if my way of doing things, if my talents and gifts benefit me alone, that does not line up with the Word of God. Your gift is not for you. Your gift should profit the whole body. It says profit all. Working together is God's design. Again, we are better together. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, not of evil, not of evil, not of evil. God has never caused any harm to you. Whenever there is any kind of hurt that shows up in your life, it did not come from God. Say this with me. If it's good, it's God.
It's God.
If it's bad, it's from the enemy.
It's from the enemy.
That is a foundational principle that we must settle, because you don't kick friends out. If you don't understand that sickness is an enemy, if you don't understand that disease, strife, lack is an enemy, you will never kick it out. So we need to know and understand that we have a future that is full of peace and hope. And I'm encouraging you. We're here today to encourage you to press on, to reach forward, and fasten your heart to your bright future. Amen?
Amen. So you need to remember that you are never alone unless you choose to be. You know, some Christians believe that it's just the devil that's out to get them. And I want you to know that that is a truth, but it's not the total truth. You know, the devil hates everyone. He hates everyone, whether you are serving God or whether you're not serving God. So for all of you who have a question about, you know, is this Christian life all of what it needs to be? It absolutely is, because the devil hates you too, regardless if you're serving God or not. You know, it's important to know that when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, that you exchange that for the authority that Jesus walked in.
Amen.
When you accept him, you have the same power, the same ability, and even more because he left the Holy Spirit to remind us and empower us to do more that Jesus did when he was on the earth. Mm-hmm. It's just so incredible when you understand and know that you do have to take ground. Nothing's going to be given to you. It's a gift that Jesus gave you to be able to have eternal life and to have the power here. That's the only gift that you need to count. The other is you taking everything that you want right. By the authority that he's given to you.
Amen.
You know, it's really pretty easy if you think about it. You know, if there's a hidden treasure that pirates go after that people always talk about, and you discover that treasure, it's up to you to do something with that treasure in order for it to make a difference in your life. Amen. The same thing goes with the things of God. You can know about it all you want, but until you apply it, until you practice it, until you take it on as far as what you have as a citizen in the kingdom of God, you will never experience all the benefits that are available with the treasure that's been given to you.
Amen.
You know, one thing about us when it came to Word Life Church and establishing this church as a body, you know, we were the vessels that chose to be used by God. And we realized very early on that the power behind us was the power of God,
right.
Not us as individuals.
Amen.
Because whether there are people that are here today or people that are not here, you can always know and count when they talked about Word Life Church. They talked about the Word of God that was being shared and ministered to others. You know, you have to always, you know, take a step back when you're starting to look at people and looking at titles and positions and understand and know that the thing that we have all together when we are citizens of God mm-hmm. is the authority that we have because of Jesus. Yeah. It's just up to you how much authority you choose to use.
Right. Amen. You know, I made the statement last week, don't let the pains of your past overshadow the promises of your future. You know, that is, if you would just grab hold of that, it'd make all the difference in your life. Because the looking back and holding on to past pains never benefit you. What God has for you is in front of you. And that's, and in order to take ground, it's going forward. Giving up ground is going backwards. We are here today to encourage you, no matter what is going on in your life, you decide to press forward. You know, it's been said you don't build a roof in the rain. You prepare now for what is to come. And you make a decision right now. Whatever the devil throws at me, I am not gonna quit. You decide that I don't have a number. I don't have an instant that's gonna knock me out of the things of God. I'm gonna believe the word of God, and I'm gonna stand and say nothing is gonna separate me from the love of God. That is a stance that you and I must make. We're gonna cover today, what does it mean to take ground? Why is it so important to take ground? And then also, how do we begin to do that? Let's start with, what does it mean? In order to take ground, it means having a momentum. The word momentum I defined as a force, impetus, or a driving power. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. What does it mean to take ground? It means to have momentum. It means to choose to go forward. You know, everything we do is going to start with a choice. We have to decide forward. Momentum is a product of mass and velocity working together. When we allow God to be the force behind us, we will accomplish the miraculous. We Amen. Will accomplish the impossible. Do you understand that our God specializes in the impossible?
That's right.
It's Amen. Not about man. It's about, not about what we can do. It's about us trusting in God. And here's the thing, family. God is real.
Amen.
And he Hallelujah. Is concerned about the things that are concerning you.
That's right.
The principle is the lesser is impacted by the greater. And we see here in 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So point yourself and say, the greater one is on the inside of me. You know what that means? It means everything else is lesser. So the things that are coming against you are not greater than the God on the inside of you.
Amen.
When you understand that, you can go forward. When you understand that, you can have the bold confidence and go forward. I don't know what to do, but I know who's doing it. I mean, I may not have it all figured out, but I know my direction. It's not quit. It's not lay down. It's forward. Always. Guess what? You can get up and go forward.
That's right.
You always have the ability to move because of who is in us. Taking ground is knowing our identity and utilizing our authority.
You know, every time that we step out in faith, God's power empowers us to act as if he was here on the earth. Just think about that for a moment. Every time we take a step, we belong to God. So that's God acting here on the earth.
Right.
He needs us as vessels to do what he's called us to do.
Absolutely.
He established us with an innate ability with all kinds of different designs. Your call is different than my call. You like different things than I like. And as we respect the differences in each other, it allows God to be able to do what he perfectly wanted to do here on this earth.
Right.
So, I mean, it's so much bigger than what we think it is, but there's so much more that's available to us that we can take one step at a time in faith to be able to take what it is that he wants.
Right.
You know, God did not establish us just to be here, look good, and talk about the things of God that we know not of. He established us to talk about the situations that we've been through, overcome, have the victory over, are going through, to testify of his goodness in order to pull other people towards him and all of what he wants to do in our lives.
That's right.
I mean, you know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in the me and the I and only our perspective. And when Pastor Freddie's talking about the different dimensions that God's in, you need to know and understand that you're operating in so many more dimensions than what's before you.
Right.
But you have to call out of the spiritual dimension what you want in the natural realm in order to walk in the victory that's already been established for you.
That's right.
Why do you think you keep going through things? You don't go through things just because the enemy wants to attack you. That is a truth. He does. But you go through things to perfect the work that's inside of you. The next time that you go through it, it doesn't hurt as much that time.
Right.
The next time you see it coming, you have discernment that you see and know, well, I've been through this before. So since I've been through this before, I can pull on what I know and allow that knowledge to create credit inside of me that gives me the resilience and the power to be able to overcome, not because of me, but because of the Jesus in me.
Right. And notice you said through.
Through.
We're not going to things, we're going through things.
It is important that you understand that's a big statement when we say that in Christ we are the greater, and the greater one in you impacts the lesser things come against you.
You
cannot lose.
Amen.
You cannot lose. And I know some of you are probably hearing, maybe some of you online, some of you probably in here are thinking, you know, that's a great talk they're giving. That's a great pep talk. It's like, you know, football season started. They're all into it. We are. But they're cheering us on and all of this. We can only cheer on what you enable the energy in order for you to do what you're supposed to do. I can talk about it all day, but it's up to you to pick up the words that we're giving you and apply the scriptures into your life in order to make it action, in order for you to pick up the momentum of what you need to establish your faith on what you're believing for.
Amen.
It's not a mistake that you're believing for what you're believing when it's founded on the word of God and the thanks of God. The momentum is up to you. Taking ground is up to you. Understanding why you do what you do is up to you.
Amen.
And no matter whether you do it or not, we gonna do it because we're better together. Amen?
Amen. Absolutely. You know, the it's so important that we take ground because it's our momentum. That's the decision that must be made. The promises of God are not automatic. They require us doing something about it. It always require an action on our part. James 2:20 says, faith without works is what? It's dead. There's no fruit coming from our faith if we don't apply it. Taking ground is important because an object in motion is harder to stop. Amen?
Amen.
Think of it this way. Your identity in Christ is your mass. Your authority is your velocity. That combination makes you an unstoppable individual.
Amen.
When you understand that, that nothing is greater than God. And that is your mass. That is your capacity. And you understanding the authority that you've been given allows you to pick up velocity and roll right over whatever the enemy tries. The things that used to stop you, when you get an understanding of who you are and what you have, become little speed bumps. And you're just flying along the road. You just boop, boop. you just keep it moving, because your direction is forward. Amen.
Amen.
The finished work of the cross has already provided victory for you.
Amen.
It is already provided. You're not striving for victory. You're not striving to be healed. It has already been provided. We need to just choose to be receivers and take hold of what God Almighty is broadcasting. Healing is always for God's children.
Amen.
God always wants us to be whole. Sickness and disease is from the devil, period. Amen? Your mistakes, faults, and failures are not greater than
Amen.
God's love.
Hallelujah.
And
Amen.
Again, the lesser is impacted by the greater.
Amen.
Where you started or what you've been through does not determine where you end up. You know, I like the saying, I don't look like what I've been through.
Amen.
You know, that is so powerful and so applicable to my own personal life.
Amen. Amen. You know, an object is harder to stop when it's in motion. If you think about that, an object is harder to stop when it's in motion. Are you in motion?
Mm.
It's harder to stop you when you're in motion.
Amen.
So what does that look like? Well, you have a relationship with Jesus. You call on God for your request. You find scriptures to support or qualify you as to
right.
why you should have that request. And then you thank him for the manifestation.
Yes.
That's motion.
Amen.
That's motion.
Amen.
Now you're in motion. Then you praise him. You praise him as you ignore your five senses. You mm-hmm. praise him as you wait.
Mm-hmm.
You praise him as you fight the urge to say something different than what you prayed for.
Can we see if they praise you?
Are there any praisers in here?
Can we see if they praise you? Are y'all praisers?
I don't know.
That's like 6-7. Are there any praisers in the house? Is there anybody who knows and understands the power of our praise?
You praise him until you see the end result.
Amen.
Your focus, your energy, your faith bring about the results, God kind of results.
Yes.
You know, and I think about our own personal situation when I talk about my brother Greg, who went to be with the Lord last October. You know, before Greg went in October, he had another situation that came up in his life in 2017 when I went to Mississippi to be there in support of him. And he had had, I believe it was a heart attack. He had something happened with his heart, and he coded 3 times. And when I went to understanding and knowing, all I had was the Word of God. All I knew was the Word of God and the love that I have for my brother. And I remember praying, just like I said, finding scriptures to support why he should live. Yeah. Understanding and knowing that there was a reason why we were going through this, and that reason was going to apply to a future testimony. All of what I did, and I think I spent a month there. I spent a month in Mississippi petitioning
I was alone,
Lord.
Y'all. I know, it ain't about me.
Petitioning the Lord, calling on him, believing that he could. And my brother came. He awoke. He was on a
Amen.
Ventilator. He came back to life, and he was full of life. And not only was he full of life, he was full of what God wanted to do in him next.
Yes.
And so we had 3 years of my brother being all that he could be
Amen.
For the Lord. I said 3 years
yeah,
I had
awesome.
With my brother being right. all of what he could be for the Lord. And I know that I was instrumental in that situation because of my praying and pressing in. Not
mm-hmm.
that I did it, but my prayers helped
Amen.
Do all
for
of what
sure.
God wanted to do in there. And so
Amen.
Then we had that situation in Mississippi. And then in 2020, in October, we had another situation where my brother fell ill again. And then he had COVID. And the same power that I knew that I walk in, the same experience that I've gone through, God, you did it once, you can do it again. I went before the Lord, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, but this time the results were different. My brother was promoted to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that my prayers didn't work. Doesn't mean that the word changes. what it meant that those God results resulted in him being in glory.
Mm-hmm.
He's completely whole. He's completely healed. So what I prayed for came to pass. It's just the results that I saw were different than what I wanted, mm-hmm. what I wanted to see. But yet, were they? Were they? They weren't. Even though he's not here with me here on earth, he's better than he could ever be.
Right.
Amen. He's more whole than he ever was.
Yeah.
So I had a personal decision that I had to make to understand that the momentum that we have, that the prayers that we have, that our confessions and our petition of the word never changes. The power continues to grow and grow and grow. And then the gratefulness starts to sprinkle over you as far as having three more years for him to testify of the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take the pain that maybe you're going through. It doesn't take the pain away of me missing my brother or wanting to be with him. But it does something when you know that God hears your prayers.
Yeah, amen.
That the God results may not look like what you think that they want it to look like, but you know that God is the first and the final authority of our faith.
Right.
And when I've done what I've done because of the relationship I operate in with Jesus, knowing and understanding that he loves me, that he cares about me, that he can do anything far above what I can think or imagine, I can't even, but we said before, the dimensions. I don't even know what that looks like to be in heaven, but I know what it feels like here on earth knowing that he is.
Amen.
And so sometimes the momentum that you have when you follow those steps of petitioning the Lord and asking the Lord for everything, when it's grounded on faith and it's grounded on the scripture and in the relationship that you have with Jesus Christ, you can accept the results that you receive.
That's right.
You can accept the results you receive because we said an object is harder to stop when it's in motion.
Amen. That is so good.
Amen.
And I could tell you from watching Greg's life, the powerful part about it was how intentional he was. It was those 3 years he was all about purpose. He was very intentional, and I was able to glean from that. I was like, that is a man on purpose, and it was powerful to have that example put before me. You know, in order to get to the next level, there has to be a decision. I'm reminded of a summit. I went to Buena Vista, Colorado for a leadership summit, and a friend of mine, he's the editor of the Serendipity Bible, and he's an awesome man of God. Been around for years. He's in his 80s, and it's kind of like, you ever have those people in your life that kind of just voluntell you to do things? And it was like he said, "You're coming with me to the leadership conference." And next thing I know, I was calling Terrell. I said, "Like, I'm going to Colorado with Brother Lyman." And we went to Colorado, and there was a point in the trip where there were the hike was the last part of the trip, and it was 12,000 feet, and we had to hike up to 14,000 feet. And I called myself being in shape, and 12,000 feet is a different scenario. So I'm glad they waited to the last day of the leadership summit, because let's go to your application. Look at application number one. How do we take ground? If you don't have notes, raise your hands. Some of you who have notes on apps, and do we have enough? If we don't have enough, some of you, you may need to put your grab your app and surrender your paper. Be loving to your neighbor. I want everybody to see this, because what to do and why do it is important. But there's nothing more important than how to do it. If we don't do it, we don't benefit from it. It's about the application of the Word of God that makes all the difference. The first thing says what? What's number one? Follow God's orders. Our mandate is His direction, my steps. His directions, my step, and that settles it. Well, we were in Buena Vista, and the end of the trip, and it was wild. And they had us go outside. So we got to experience. We had to get our water from the stream, and it was a very powerful event. One of the team building pieces of it was partnering up, and there was three of us in our group, and we had to hike 2,000 feet from 12,000 to 14,000. And I should have known something was up. The guys that I was partnered with, they came out with sticks. They had camelbacks on. They had all kind of devices. They had that thing. And I thought, what am I about to get into? And we got out there, and 10 steps felt like 100 steps. I mean, my lungs were crying, and it was a struggle. And we would stop. And they would coach me up, and they would put the little oxygen thing on my finger, and they would say, "Okay, you're good. Let's go again." And I would go, and I could have swore it was like 50 steps, and it'd be 10 steps again, and then I have to sit down. And I got through it by just listening to them, just following instructions. They gave me directions, and I just stepped.
That's good.
And that was it. And that's what God is calling us to do. You don't even have to know what's at the summit.
That's right.
You don't even have to understand. Make a decision that I will not lean to my own understanding.
Amen.
Don't you understand that God is greater than you?
Amen.
How many of you believe that God can do your life better than you can do your own life? So it's about listening to him and following direction. The proof text to that is Psalms 37:23. It says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways." What's number two say? How many of you want all things added to you? Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God." Family, we don't get that in reverse. The all things is a result of you and I seeking him first. Make him your priority. Number three says what? Use my authority. And it's so important that we make that decision. Delegated authority has been given to all of us. I'm going to read Luke 10:19. It says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power." Over how much of the power?
All.
So that means the enemy has no power over you. You and I don't ever have to run from any devil. All power has been given to us. Well, more people need to say amen to that, because that is the truth of God's word. It's up to us to exercise our divine authority and power. I like the example of the SRP. SRP has already ran power to your house. The power is already sitting at your house. It makes no sense to call SRP up and bug them over and over again and say, "My lights aren't on. My lights aren't on. I need help. What's going on? I can't." You have to flip the switch.
That's right.
Amen? It is up to you. If the power is already ran to your house, it's not up to SRP to come out there and flip the switch. Amen? It's up to you and I to flip the switch of power that's been delegated to you and I. Number four says what? Focus on truth. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy," what's our instructions? Think on these things. Meditate on these things. You and I always have a choice. We don't have to look at the sad, dream, we don't have to focus on the negative. We have a choice. God would be an unjust God to put this scripture in the Word of God if we didn't have a choice. We have a choice what we think on, what we meditate on.
Amen.
Don't let the wrong focus hinder God's flow in your life. What you meditate on, you magnify.
That's right.
If I focus on my past, I blur the vision of my future.
Amen.
How many of you know and understand you have a bright future in front of you?
Amen.
In front of you. Don't blur it. That's right. By looking behind you. Don't blur it by getting stuck. You want to take any of these?
Sure. Garden your heart. Your thoughts produce the substance in your heart. Thought seeds grow into manifested words. spoken substance of the heart is our harvest. You know, it's so important when you really, really, you really need to think and consider the words that you're speaking. You know, I'll just tell you a little segue. You know, if Freddie and I, Pastor Freddie and I, get into a disagreement, I know it's, we do. So if we disagree about something, I know and understand what I say is, I speak life of words. I speak life and death is in the power of my tongue. I understand that. So I have the wisdom enough at this age, in this state of being married, that I do not speak anything that I want to kill in my relationship. Amen. I only speak life.
Amen.
So there are many times when he is frustrating and does not have the mind that I want him to have in Christ. But I choose not to say anything. And sometimes he'll even bait me to try to get me to say stuff. I know, yeah, he does it. But I choose not to, because I understand and know that this little disagreement, or him being wrong, let's just call it what it is, doesn't hinder what God wants to do in my life. And I refuse. Sometimes we really do have to understand the words that we speak. We have to garden, and you have to protect
life
your heart, and you have to nurture the life that's inside of you. I know whatever disagreement or when he's wrong, I know he's wrong. So there's nothing for me to do other than wait till he finds out that I'm right. So why would I speak death into that? Why would I not speak life? I would just, or hush. If you can't say anything, just hush.
Amen.
So I'll hush at times. I know people are surprised, but I'll hush. So it's important for you to garden your heart. And that's not just in the aspect of a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's in your relationship
Amen.
With the Lord.
Yes, absolutely.
Some of you are fighting battles that have already been won.
Right.
You're going to God, or you're complaining about something, or you're venting to the Lord about things that he's already taken care of.
Amen.
You're wasting time. Mm. You need to speak life into
what needs to
happen next, because he's waiting on you. You've got a team of angels that are waiting for you to be able to use them and activate them.
Amen.
So go ahead.
Yeah, that is so good. And I am not going to take the opportunity to defend myself. The Lord avenges me. You know, I know there are some real needs in the house. And I'm going to invite the prayer ministers to come up front. And we don't ever want to take it for granted that everybody in the house has a relationship with Jesus Christ. The forgiveness of Jesus has been made available, and it requires you and I receiving it and saying yes. If you have sickness in your body, Jesus died in order for you to be well. We invite you to come and have hands laid on you and allow us to agree with you and see you receive the manifestation of your healing. It doesn't matter if it's an emotional hurt, a physical hurt, whatever that is, the presence of God, the power of God is available right now to manifest on your behalf. So as believers begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, every head bowed and every eye closed, as you would just usher in an atmosphere of freedom, bondage breaking anointing is made available. Healing is available. You don't have to leave here the same way you came. If you are under pressure emotionally, God desires to relieve you of that. If there are aches and pains in your body, if you are a believer, it's already been paid for. Allow God to heal you. You know, you don't even have to be a believer to receive healing. If you have the faith to come up front, God will heal you. healing is available for you. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For each and every heart in the house. We thank you for the anointing that is such that it will destroy every single yoke. We look to you now. We yield right now in the name of Jesus. We offer ourselves as living sacrifices. And we choose to trust you over the circumstances. We choose to trust you over our five physical senses. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing that's available.
Wasn't that a powerful message? Isn't God good? You know, one thing I know for sure, the Word of God never returns void. It's always going to do what it's supposed to do. So here's your challenge. Apply the Word of God that you heard today. If this message has been a blessing to you in any way, I'm encouraging you to consider sowing a seed. You know, here at Word Life, we're seeing lives transform. We're seeing people saved, healed, delivered. And that happens through partnership. So we welcome your partnership if you feel led to come and be a part of what God is doing here. If you have any prayer requests, let us know. We would love the opportunity. I'm gonna pray for everybody here in a second. But if you have anything specific, let us know. We would love the opportunity to partner with you in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every viewer. Father, I add my faith to their faith right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak blessings over their lives, over their children, over their households. I boldly declare that they are above only and not beneath. They are the head and not the tail, and they walk in victory in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next time. Thank you.